Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Ann Hirsch.
Yes.
And another great guest, Dana Sherwin, okay? I've been practicing, but now, who is here from Agewell, New York, and this is so enlightening that I'm really getting to grasp it, which is a compliment to you because I think many of the people you present to are confused. So the most important thing when you leave a room is say, that person helped me understand it. So I really thank you for that. What I want to ask now is how does a person get the most out of their plan? I mean, we're navigating all these different things, but at the end of the day, somebody listening here is like, how do I get the best?
Right. So for people who either have a Medicare Advantage plan currently or are thinking about one, because that open enrollment period is coming up on October 1st, and there's a lot to think about, that we suggest you look at certain things in particular. One is the network of physicians that are in the plan. It's the physicians and other providers and hospitals and therapists and all the kinds of physicians and providers that you would want to access. And you look at that list of who you're currently using and whether they're in network in the plan or out of network in the plan. Are you spending more for out of network physicians? So really for each individual to have a good sense of who's in the plan and who's not in the plan. Some plans have a more open access kind of approach, and that is if you call the plan, say, you know, I've been a member of your plan for a few years or thinking about joining, you don't have my physician in the, what's the possibility? If they say no to you, we have a closed network and this is what we do, maybe you don't want that kind of plan. But if you ask your plan or a prospective plan and say, you know, can my, yes, we're open, we don't want to limit choice. Okay. So this is a really important thing to think about. The other thing is really health and wellness benefits. Just to review, you know, what your plan offers you at no charge because the plan has a stake in you being healthy. Why? The plan doesn't want you to have an emergency room visit. They don't want you to have an unnecessary hospitalization. The plan wants to cares about you getting as much preventive health and wellness services as possible. Every plan presents its own portfolio of services, but you really should know what your plan provides and take advantage of that. And we do encourage at our plan, we encourage people to take advantage of that.
Just when I want to go back to the doctors.
Mm-hmm.
A plan would have every type of doctor, right? Not just GPs. Absolutely. I mean, you're going to have a surgeon.
Absolutely.
And a orthopedist. Okay. That's
yes. Fine. And in fact, this is sort of an interesting question because whether you're a small Medicare Advantage plan or a really large Medicare Advantage plan, it doesn't matter how many members you have, every Medicare Advantage plan is subject to federal requirements for a minimum number of doctors and facilities and hospitals that you need to have in the plan.
Okay. Okay.
And that's really important to know because a plan that sort of brags about, oh, we have, you know, all this number of physicians, well, everybody has to have a large network for Medicare Advantage, for Medicare beneficiaries.
But when you take this insurance, it's an HMO, so you stay within the network.
Yes. There are certain exceptions to the rule. Let's say the PCP recommends a specialist who's not in the network, and you can appeal a decision and request out-of-network services. Some plans work that way, and some plans make it more stringent and more difficult for you to access out-of-network physicians. So, again, this is a good point. It's something for people to ask, particularly if they know they have some issues coming up and they want to think about that, and they want to hear and see how the plan is going to react, what kind of, you know, service they're going to have to support their ability to get the coverage that they need.
We're not pushing Agewell, but in reference to Agewell, obviously the doctors in your plan are doctors that get vetted, and you know it's you have one of everybody. We're not picking somebody who's had 29 lawsuits against them for something. It's I don't mean it's common sense. I would assume that's the case. So
yes, there are credentialing, pretty strict credentialing requirements.
Okay.
Yes.
How about the drugs?
All right, so every...
Ann's in weekend mode.
All right.
I'm in the donut hole wondering how you're dealing with that.
Right. So every plan who has a Part D part of their plan, which we do, sets up a formulary, which is the drug list. It's commonly known as the drug list. So in your plan and or in looking for another plan, it's very important to check, to have some, either you check or have, you know, a licensed agent help you check are your drugs covered by the formulary? And every plan has its own requirements in terms of if you need to get a drug off formulary, what the rules are in order to do that. You know, that's another thing to look into, too. But certainly the drugs that you take, are they on the list? Are they off the list? How easy it is for you to deal with that program?
This may not even be a question you can answer, but this was brought up last year. How come, and I think there was, is there 30 different prescription plans or something? On that you can
on a supplemental you're talking about?
Yeah, there was a lot.
Okay, so right. So it gives people options in terms of, depending on their drug needs, whether they need more or less coverage.
Right, but what determines, you know, you go to A and they have the drug you need for $5, but B has the drug you need for $50, and C doesn't have it. I mean, how is it? I don't know if you can tell me that. How is that determined? Well, I mean, most people are taking certain drugs. I even do it myself. When you see, you know, you get something, if the doctor prescribes you something once in a while, sometimes it's a $20 copay. Sometimes it's $5. It's, you know.
Right. So the supplemental plans you're talking about are an option for people who don't have a Medicare Advantage plan with Part D coverage. So I can't really speak to the supplemental plans and their levels, but every plan who has a Part D plan attached to them reviews and assesses every year, like I was talking about before, about that bid process, assesses the formulary, the cost of the drugs, and the needs of their population, whether something should be covered or not covered, and typically what tier it would fall into. Usually the tiers then relate to how much out-of-pocket expense you might need for the drugs.
Okay, so my guess then would be the more normal drugs are normally priced, so the unusual stuff that somebody might take, since it's not, you know, an everyday kind of drug.
Right. It's very much also related, you know, to manufacturer costs and distribution costs and all of that.
That's another issue.
Which is not the business that we're in, per
exactly.
Se,
Everybody should go to Canada and get their drugs and bring them home, from what I hear. But that's another story altogether.
No. Does this insurance also give some kind of reimbursement for over-the-counter drugs?
Certain of our plans at HWell New York have the over-the-counter cards, and the amount for those do vary, and it's something for someone to consider. And certainly, if you're getting OTC benefits from your plan, to take advantage of that, it certainly helps, you know, alleviate some of the costs of other things that you might need for over-the-counter drugs.
There are not many plans that actually do that. So, and that's a really important thing, because you may spend a fair amount of money on Band-Aids, Neosporin, aspirins, the allergy, you know, over the counter. And wow, usually that's all out of pocket.
Yeah, so it helps. It does help.
Whoa.
Another question, and again, we're almost out of time on this one, but is there any sort of a liaison or a care person that, you know, I sign up with AgeWell. I'm happy with everything. But now all of a sudden I break my arm or I do some bizarre thing. Help me. Does anybody help me? Or I got to go to a phone book and start asking people if you're involved with AgeWell.
So we, certain of our plans, there is a dedicated care manager that's assigned to that person. So that person would not even have to call the customer service number and go through a phone tree and to get the expert person to answer the question. They're assigned a care manager by name, by a direct phone line, and they call. And that care manager is either a registered nurse or a licensed social worker who will help them navigate the care that they need and the coverage that they need for that care. If you are not in one of the plans that has a dedicated care manager, then we have what we call navigator services. Also, there is a direct line. You don't have to go through the phone tree, and you call navigator services, and those navigators perform those functions, perform similar functions. They're not clinicians, but help navigate through the system and get them to the people who they may need, doctors, nurses, social workers.
Okay. So, AgeWell, can this be quantified, has how many plans?
So we have four lines of Medicare Advantage business.
Okay.
We have the line of what I spoke about before, Medicaid Managed Long-Term Care, MLTC business. And we also participate in a federal-state demonstration for the dual-eligible population, which combines Medicare and Medicaid, and that's called FIDA, F-I-D-A. And so we help people figure out which plan might be best for them. We help advise on, you know, looking at a person's needs and what benefits are best for that particular person's needs. And then again, as I spoke about before, we help with understanding financial assistance programs that may be helpful to people.
Yeah, I mean, a person who's healthy, of course, the it's a little bit of a guess in the beginning what you're picking, but a person who has a condition of some sort, that's when you have to sit down and explain what you have, and therefore you guys would put them into the plan that has the best coverage for things that they currently need and will need in the future.
Yes. Absolutely.
But you will not reject them if they have a condition that prevails?
No, we will not, and it's illegal to do so.
We'll have to call Maggie. See, this is why you're on today. We'll call Maggie. This has really been terrific. I want to give out the number again. It's 1-866-586-8044. That's the start off. Just go there. October 1st is coming, but people can have questions answered before October 1st. It's not like this silly window. I mean, they call in September. Jump the gun, because come October 1st, you'll all be crazy.
We look forward to calls. We look forward to helping the communities that we serve.
Terrific. This is an absolutely wonderful. Dana Sherwin from Agewell, New York. I want to thank you so much. This one, really, I mean, I'm saying it over and over, has been enlightening. And I appreciate what you've done and what you've shared, because now I'm starting to understand it. You're listening to 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We'll be right back.